So everyone is on pins and needles into today's FOMC decision, and of course it makes sense. Expectations around the direction of Fed policy have been disrupting markets in a big way in 2022. The story is simple. The Fed is being forced to contend with a variable it didn't have to worry about for so many years post-financial markets crisis of 2008, that variable being inflation. The trouble with rising inflation is that if it gets out of control, it could really throw the economy out of whack, which is what is forcing the Fed to need to address this risk through the implementation of tighter monetary policy. And naturally, given that tighter monetary policy is less investor-friendly policy, at least from the perspective of the equities market, a move in this direction is a move that will likely result in a greater rotation out of stocks, something that also could be disruptive for financial markets. But the Fed's mandate is not about the stock market, it's about financial stability and maximum employment. And when considering this mandate, it would definitely seem as though the balance of risk does favor the Fed moving in this more aggressive policy tightening path. The expectation for today is that the Fed will leave rates on hold while signaling a rate increase in March and the months thereafter. But investors will be wanting to know just how many rate hikes to be expecting, and if there is a possibility that the next rate hike will be even juicier, a 50 basis point hike rather than the usual 25 basis point hike. The Fed chair is also likely to provide more guidance on what a faster and earlier balance sheet runoff will look like. And so this will be the focus today. Ultimately, will the Fed come off more hawkish, or will the Fed come off less hawkish than what the market is pricing? If the Fed comes in less hawkish or even meets expectation, this will be viewed as a victory for the market, which could reignite demand for stocks and open downside pressure in the buck. If, on the other hand, the Fed comes in more hawkish than what the market is pricing, look out for fresh weekly lows in stocks and another surge in the US dollar. That's all for now.